Aboard the Vigilance, Kutsudis received a rather terse but reassuring communication about Brunn.
She's safe aboard the Harrier. If that's safe, they won't let me talk to her.
I don't think my aunt eats girls for breakfast. Not even that one. Who I'm sure is cheerful and bright-eyed and ready to tell an admiral everything she thinks she knows about everything she's heard.
Harris put in a call to Sweet Delight to reassure Cecilia that Brunn had survived. Cecilia, relieved of that anxiety, had a long string of other topics to discuss. Harris really didn't care at that moment about the fate of the breeding farms she'd visited, the status of the financial Ansible, or what might happen to the miners who had thrown the party. She would have been far more annoyed with Cecilia if the conversation had not included an inquiry about each of the former Sweet Delight crew. Cecilia might have her batty side, but she did care about people. She even cared about the present crew, especially Jig Pharaoh, whom she praised until Harris finally cut her off. She could almost feel his embarrassment through the intervening thousands of kilometers of vacuum.
You know, it's going to be very interesting when your aunt and Lady Cecilia get together.
Oh my.
Those of the bridge crew who had been on Sweet Delight had the same expression she felt on her own face. Kevil Mahoney dropped the faceted paperweight and stared at Lord Thornbuckle.
Patchcock? What are they doing on Patchcock?
Bunny stared out the window at a day that suddenly seemed less sunny.
I haven't the faintest idea. It probably has something to do with the technical data on the rejuvenation drugs that they sent us. But it'll take me hours to wade through that. And in the meantime, Patchcock, of all places in the universe.
It's not a good sign. Things have gone wrong with this from the beginning. Do you suppose Kemptree had this sort of feeling? That everything was suddenly coated with grease and slipping away in all directions?
I don't know, but I do. First, the financial ansibles in the distant sectors go offline for a few days, and then some crazy admiral demands authorization to take a whole wave on a live-fire maneuver out to the frontier, just in case there's trouble.
And you gave it.
Well, they were already gone by the time it actually crossed my desk. And they claimed it involved Harris Serrano, that she was in some kind of trouble.
Oh, it's probably George's fault.
Bunny looked confused.
Not that. The Patchcock thing. Whatever you don't want George to see, he sees. Whatever you hope he doesn't know, he knows. Some evil instinct told him that there was one place we didn't want our children to go, and he headed for it like a bee to its hive.
From the Guernsey Republic?
I know, it's unlikely. But so is George. I wish he'd realize what his talents are and use them profitably.
Bunny glared at the desk. He'd told Poisson that he didn't want to be interrupted.
Yes?
A Marta Caterina Saenz, my lord. She says she's going to talk to you.
But the door was opening already. Rafa's Aunt Marta had the dark, leathery face of someone who spent most of her days outside. On her, the coloring and features that made Rafa look like a gypsy princess had matured into those of a wise woman. She wore clothes that layered improbable color combinations to give an overall effect of archaic flamboyance. Bunny had never met her before, since she preferred to live in the mountains of her own planet, but he had no doubt who she was.
Where is my niece?
You are naturally concerned.
Marta gave him a look that stopped the words in his mouth. Bunny felt his own mouth going dry.
Don't try your honey tongue on me, Kevil Mahoney. You've the charm of a horse dealer, but I'm not buying. You sent Raffaella off somewhere, and now you've lost her. Isn't that so?
Bunny wondered why his collar suddenly felt so tight. He had aunts of his own, formidable aunts, whom he had learned to work with or around as needs must.
She's not exactly lost. They're on Patchcock.
They? I presume Ronald Carruthers is one of them?
And my son George is the other. She should be safe enough.
Marta's dark eyebrows rose alarmingly to the iron-gray hair above.
Did you not hear me before? Your son George, indeed. I've heard about your George.
Before Kevil could answer, she waved a hand.
I'm sorry, that was uncalled for. Your son's not a bad young man, and what I heard is years old by now. Just that he had a clever tongue in his head, inherited no doubt from you.
Quite.
Bunny glanced at Kevil, glad to see the flush receding from his neck. His profession required him to keep his temper, but no man was at his calmest with his son under fire.
So, You sent Raffaella off somewhere with Ronald and George.
When cornered by an aunt of this caliber, the best plan, in Bunny's experience, was complete disclosure.
Not precisely. We sent Ronnie and George to... on a... to do something for us, and they didn't report in.
I'm not surprised. And you sent Raffaella to rescue them? I suppose it made sense from your viewpoint.
Not exactly rescue. We wouldn't, I mean... we assumed they'd just gotten... sidetracked, as it were.
And because Raffaella loved Ronald, she would seek him out as the stag seeks the doe, though it's backwards in this case, and put them back on track?
Something like that.
So now she's on Patchcock, with Ronald, and George, and... what's wrong now?
They didn't know that Otella Moraline disappeared there months ago, after disguising herself as a worker and infiltrating a workers' organization. We are fairly sure she was found out and killed. We hadn't told them because we didn't have any idea they would suddenly hair off to Patchcock from the Guerny Republic. That's hardly on the direct route.
Raffaella always had a nose like a bloodhound. Give her a sniff of intrigue, and she would follow it through any amount of boring cover-up.
Really? I hadn't known that.
She's not your niece, and I'm not sure she knows it herself. But it's one reason I asked her to start going through my files to test my hypothesis. And sure enough, she discovered one little fiddle after another, spooked the accountants concerned, and delighted me. So if she headed for Patchcock from the Guerny Republic, then whatever you sent them there for is connected to Patchcock.
But it couldn't be, unless...
You might as well explain, because I'm not leaving until you do.
Marta looked about as movable as a block of granite, and while technically they could call security to haul her away, neither of them was willing to get in that much trouble.
Let's see. We have now involved 5 or 6 major families.
At least. Don't stop now.
All right. It's the rejuvenation drugs. And others. Lorenza had been dealing illegal neuroactive drugs through the upper crust, and we suspect she might have been involved in tampering with rejuvenation drugs. When we looked into it, our supplies are supposed to be manufactured in the Guerny Republic, but they're shipped on a route that could allow the Compassionate Hand, whom we know Lorenza was working for, to get access to some or all of them.
Not healthy. I'm glad I manufacture my own.
You what?
Well, not personally, but if you think I'm going to put things into my body that have been manufactured by people who might be my enemies, think again. You know I have pharmaceuticals.
Yes, but you can't... But no one in the Familiars is licensed...
By the Familiars? Don't be stuffy, Bunny. We're over near the border. I have a valid license from Guerny, and we manufacture a small supply. Enough for me and my people and a small export.
You smuggle...
Me? Smuggle? Surely you jest. I do international trade with the Guernesi, who the last time I heard weren't enemies.
Kevil opened his mouth and shut it again. Bunny would have been amused if he hadn't been worried. He had never seen Kevil at a loss for words. Perhaps he didn't have an aunt of his own and wasn't familiar with their unique abilities.
I wish we'd known that. We needed reference samples. That's why we sent Ronnie and George. We could have simply asked you.
Assuming that my starting materials haven't been adulterated. If I remember correctly, the starting materials come from several sources. Come to think of it, quite a bit used to come from Patchcock before that unfortunate incident.
The Patchcock incursion?
Yes. Once the Moralines took over, exports dropped. I assume the damage to the infrastructure limited production. And perhaps they found other markets. I don't think I've seen quotes on their production when we've been in the market for materials.
That's odd.
Bunny and Kevil looked at each other.
You're right. It's been years. They should have everything back up to speed. The Moralines have been gaining in the index.
Marta blinked, and a slow grin spread across her face.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's what Rafa found out, where the materials are going.
If they were going to the Guerny Republic, why would she care? And besides, raw materials are raw materials. They may have found something else to make with the same starting material. Something more profitable.
Than rejuvenating drugs? You jest. I hate to tell you this if you don't already know, but the profit margin is... ample. Quality control is a bitch. You have to have really good chemists keeping an eye on it because the lazy ones keep thinking they found a shortcut. The Guernesi warned me about that.
So, you can't think of anything more profitable to do with the substrate?
Not unless they've discovered an alchemical stone that lets them transmute it to whatever's highest at market. No, if it's being produced in the quantities it was, the only thing more profitable than selling to me and to the Guernesi would be a vertical integration. Produce it themselves.
And Rafa could have figured that out.
If not in detail enough to follow the lead. Especially if the samples you provided gave the Guernesi any clue. Isotopic analysis or something like that.
Are you a chemist?
One did not usually inquire into the formal training of family chairholders, who were presumed to be broadly educated. But Marta seemed more comfortable with this than he had ever been with the food chemistry that underlay part of his family's fortune.
As a matter of fact, yes. It was a way of avoiding something my parents wanted me to do, so I completed a doctorate. Then I did postdoc work at Sherwood Labs. Not that it would interest you, the details. In the long run, it was more fun to be a rich dabbler with time for other interests than a full-bore researcher. Though I may spend a rejuve or so going back to it someday.
It's all very interesting, but we've got three young people headed into far more trouble than they anticipate, and I don't see any way to warn them or help them.
I shall go, of course. It is, after all, my niece. And I understand the chemical side, but I shall need assistance.
Yes, but of course.
Bunny looked at Kevil, who looked back. Neither of them could leave.
You won't want to involve Fleet directly, not after what happened last time. But don't you have a tame Fleet veteran? That woman Cecilia de Marktos hired? Rafa told me about her, how she helped with that mess on your planet.
Bunny almost choked at the thought of anyone considering Harris Serrano tame. Still, it was a better idea than the nothing he'd had. If only Brun weren't with her. He really didn't want Brun on Patchcock, along with her old cronies. Rejuvenation would fix the gray hairs, but not the fatal heart attack he felt coming on.
I suppose, yes. Possible. She's a long way off, but we can signal.
If something else hadn't happened to the Ansibles, which had only been back up for a day. Messages were backed up, and only emergency traffic could get through with its usual speed.
I will make my own way to Patchcock. Rather than wait, it may take me longer anyway. You will contact this person?
Bunny didn't let himself think of the difficulties.
Yes, I will. And I'm glad you came.
Secrecy is usually a bad idea.
Then Marta swept out with a flourish of her cape.
That is a very dangerous woman. But did you ever see such bones?
Not my type.
Bunny opened his mouth to say more, but Poisson came in with an expression that meant trouble.
It's Fleet.
Bunny froze inside, thinking mutiny.
They've successfully fought a benignity incursion.
Where?
Xavier, it's a fairly isolated system out...
I know where it is. What happened?
All enemy ships destroyed and a substantial reinforcement of regular space service in place. Apparently there is a personal message to you from the Admiral.
Bunny took the cube with its encrypted recording, fitted it into the desk, and inserted the earplug.
Lord Thornbuckle, this is Admiral Vida Serrano. I'm glad to be able to tell you that your daughter Brune is alive and well. So is Lady Cecilia de Marktos, whom I understand is a friend of yours. We need to confer at your earliest convenience. The Rockhouse Major Base Commandant can arrange a secure Ansible link. Thank you.
Bunny pulled the plug from his ear and stared at Poisson.
Had you heard this?
No, my lord. It's encrypted.
I need to speak to the Rockhouse Major Base Commander. Please set up a tight link for me.
At once.
Poisson went out. Kevil raised his brows.
Well? Apparently Brun was in the middle of a battle for Xavier, which means that Cecilia and Harris Serrano were too. And the Admiral wants to speak to me. Says we must talk. Brune's on her ship, I gather. I don't like that at all.